NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Now with the news, Wilson Hall.
Small arms fire was heard in downtown Saigon during the night, where it is now the middle of the night. U.S. military police say there have been no major incidents that they know of. It could be that jittery troops were letting off a few rounds. South Vietnamese intelligence sources have reported as many as 1,000 terrorists are already in the capital, with as many as 10,000 enemy troops within a 2 or 3 day march from Saigon. All Allied troops are on full alert in the capital. Defense Secretary Clark Clifford is flying to Saigon for meetings with U.S. and South Vietnamese officials. He says President Johnson particularly wants him to check up on the performance of South Vietnamese troops. Governor Nelson Rockefeller has suggested that U.S. troops should immediately pull back to populated areas. Admitting that that would be, in effect, a unilateral withdrawal, Rockefeller said it would be a demonstration of good faith on our side. Rockefeller also advocated a plan whereby neutral troops would move in to oversee a ceasefire after the U.S. had withdrawn to the cities and North Vietnamese troops had pulled back behind the frontiers. In his peace plan, Rockefeller did not mention anything about bombing of North Vietnam. He said he would not comment on that while it was the principal topic of negotiations in Paris. More news after this message from Chrysler.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller, the Tinkerbell of the Grease Monkey set, and I'm here to tell you how to take care of your car. Don't laugh. I have a perfectly adorable car. I crocheted it out of 2,000 pounds of steel wool. But when it comes to service, it's no laughing matter. When I used to take my car in for service, most guys would try to put me up on the lift. In fact, one keen group was going to have me called back for a faulty transmission. They've got to be kidding. Then I heard about this wonderful thing called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. Those dear, sweet boys, they even treated me like people. In fact, they even treated my car like people. So ladies, try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. If they treat me right, just think what they'll do for you. Ha, 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 ha.
Once again, Wilson Hall.
The Czech news agency reports that Russian and Polish troops are pulling out of Czechoslovakia. Several thousand Russian and Polish troops stayed behind after Iron Curtain maneuvers were concluded 13 days ago. Czech leaders, fearful that the troops were unsubtle pressure against new reform movements, asked for their withdrawal. More on that story from NBC News correspondent Jay Axelbank in Moscow.
As the Czechs waited anxiously for the withdrawal of Soviet troops from their soil, Czech leaders appear to be keeping cool nerves in the face of Kremlin pressure tactics. The Czechs have rejected a Soviet demand for a summit meeting in Prague. The aim of the Communist Conference was clearly to bring Moscow's allies together and to read the Diplomatic Riot Act to Czech reformers. But now the Czechs say they have no intention of accepting a 5-to-1 situation. Then, and only then, Czechoslovakia said it might consider a summit meeting. Jay Axelbank, NBC News, Moscow.
Senator Edward Kennedy will be nominated for president at the Democratic Convention in August. Former Ohio Governor Michael DeSalle said he would place Edward Kennedy's name in nomination. DeSalle said he had not discussed his plan to nominate Kennedy with the senator from Massachusetts. Kennedy's office in Washington says the senator is on a private trip and would have no comment on the plan to nominate him for the top spot on the Democratic presidential ticket. More in a moment.
Highway Holiday 68. One of the great ones awaits you mid the mountains, lakes, and rivers of Arkansas. And the going is great, too, when you relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's. Look for these famous refreshment centers along the highways coast to coast. Now you get a generous box of Stuckey's crisp peanut brittle free with purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. Every trip's a pleasure trip when you stop at Stuckey's.
International Red Cross officials say only massive overland relief convoys can save starving refugees in the African breakaway state of Biafra. Red Cross officials estimate refugees are dying at the rate of 200 a day. Biafran military leaders refuse to accept relief supplies by road because the roads are controlled by Nigerian armed forces. They claim the Nigerians might poison the food. On the other hand, Nigerian army men whose troops surround Biafra refuse to allow relief supplies by plane. They claim the planes could be carrying arms. More than 1 million Biafrans could starve by the end of the month, says the Red Cross, unless they get immediate relief supplies. Again, the hour's top story. Military authorities in Saigon are tightening security in the capital after intelligence reports indicate there could be as many as 1,000 terrorists already in the city. This is Wilson Hall, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Stuckey's Roadside Refreshment Centers brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 5 minutes past 12 o'clock, 84 degrees in New York and partly cloudy. A 13-state manhunt ended last night when 31-year-old Bobby Rogers of the Bronx gave himself up to police in Graham, North Carolina. Rogers is accused of shooting three men to death outside a tenement on 138th Street last Thursday. Rogers' brother, who was with him when he surrendered, told police the shooting was an act of self-defense and that three men first pointed the gun at Rogers. Extradition has been waived. The suspect is expected back in New York early next week. Seven anti-Castro Cubans, some of them armed, broke into a Spanish-speaking radio station in Midtown Manhattan last night, held a disc jockey at gunpoint, and grabbed a microphone. They stayed only a short time, but managed to say on the air, "Now is the time to take over Cuba." Then they stormed out. No one was injured and no arrests were made. The station WBNX has a large listening audience among the city's 150,000 Cuban residents. Police say three bandits last night hijacked a trailer containing $78,000 worth of women's apparel from a West Side depot. The men drove up with a tractor, tied up a security guard at knife point, hooked up the trailer, and drove off. The clothing came from various garment district firms. Police in East Brunswick, New Jersey, are searching for a man who made off with $15,000 from the South River Savings Bank. The bandit, armed with a pistol, carried the money from the bank in a paper bag and disappeared in a shopping center crowd. A new strike is threatened at United Parcel Service. Thursday night, the company settled with the Teamsters Union after a 10-week walkout. Now, union mechanics are reported on the verge of a strike over wages. The UPS mechanics want salary increases equivalent to $35 a week. The company has offered $22. The union meets this weekend to decide whether to make a new offer or to walk out. The present WNBC temperature is 84 degrees, and it's partly cloudy. The forecast, partly sunny and warm this afternoon, the highest from 85 to 90. Fair and mild tonight, the lowest temperature is around 70. Sunday will be partly sunny after some morning cloudiness, continued warm with the highest in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Monday, fair, warm, and humid. Now repeating the present WNBC temperature, 84 degrees. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News.
Here comes the star attraction, so don't you budge. Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge. On Monitor.
Oh, really now? Oh, now, that's too much. With all due modesty, the star attraction is Monitor 68 itself. I am merely its talented, lovable host, Gene Rayburn. In this half hour, a guest will identify some hitherto unidentified flying objects, and our own Dr. Joyce Brothers will have a go at the almost unidentifiable object known as love.
Found your footsteps in the dunes and I saw you ride in the sea. I knew that moment on the beach something great would happen to me. You wrote a question in the sand. When suddenly a silver plane note I led you into the sky.
Summertime love, words in the sand. Summertime love, touch in your hand. Rivers of blue, love becomes you. Tender like love, love plays. Summertime love, wherever you are. Try to hold on, love is a star.
Our house to tell the world that we found a country of love. You made me grow to understand that to want is not quite enough. You taught me love is being free, like the sea who knows all about. To simply give and softly take, and to side with love, not with doubt.
Summertime love. Try to hold on, love is gone.
on Summertime Monitor, Summertime Love, the latest from the new Christie Minstrels. Let's join the Tannibles.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Sure, Coppertone gives the fastest tan with maximum protection. But that's not all. Coppertone gives you a deeper, darker tan. It's enriched with cocoa butter, lanolin, and other special moisturizers that keep skin satiny smooth. You get a better tan with Coppertone. Join the Tannibles and see.
Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
It's stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel, the extra action antacid, neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, for more complete relief.
Summer nights are great for stargazing, but if you should spot some unfamiliar objects before you start raising the countryside with shouts of flying saucer, consider what Philip J. Kloss, author of UFOs Identified, revealed to Monitor reporter Dean Mell.
In essence, Mr. Kloss, what is your explanation of the phenomena called flying saucers?
Well, Dean, what we have is really a collection of several mysteries, if you will, or several explanations. One is that there are many reports that stem from misidentifications by well-meaning, honest people. Maybe they see military aircraft flying some unusual maneuvers or with unusual instrumentation or lights, and they say, this isn't an ordinary airliner. It becomes then a UFO. Then we have another category that are explainable as hoaxes. And it's surprising, it's shocking in a way, how many hoaxes there are in this UFO business, some of them by seemingly honest people. Now, if one strips away all of these, one then is left with a residue, a core, a hard core, if you will, of UFO sightings in which the object does mysterious and weird things. These are usually seen at night, usually is glowing a yellow-orange or maybe a blue-white. It can hover, it can move almost with the speed of lightning, it can stop on a dime, it can change direction. It does things that are almost unbelievable. Curiously, there is an atmospheric electrical phenomenon, most often seen during lightning and thunderstorms, called ball lightning, which up until 10 years ago, most scientists didn't accept. They thought that these were old wives' tales, because again, ball lightning did so many of the same things that UFOs are reported to do. But within the last 10 years, science has made a number of studies. We've run some experiments, a few experiments, and we now believe that there is such a phenomenon, does all these weird things, as ball lightning. And we can't fully explain it or fully understand it, but we now accept it, that it exists.
What are the characteristics of ball lightning, or plasma, as you call it in your book, that tend to confirm them as the source of UFO sightings?
Well, for example, you know that sometimes UFOs are reported to be seen or detected on radar. And some people have said to me, well, a plasma, this is a cloud, a ball of electrified air and probably air pollution products mixed in. How could a non-solid object appear on radar? The fact of the matter is that a plasma makes an ideal, a perfect radar target. In fact, you'd get a stronger radar echo from a plasma in most cases than you would from a solid object. This is a matter of record. Now, these plasmas can change shape, they can change size because they are a gaseous cloud. They can stop on a dime because although they seem very large, just as a cloud, an ordinary cloud in the sky, seems very large to you. And perhaps you've seen tornado funnels that look very solid, but actually they're not. But the plasma being essentially a very little mass and electrically propelled, if you will, can stop on a dime, reverse direction, do all kinds of weird and wondrous things.
Thank you very much, Philip J. Kloss, author of a fascinating new book called UFOs Identified.
Thank you.
This is Dean Mell reporting for Monitor.
Very interesting and very curiosity arousing. So we'll be hearing more from Mr. Kloss later today on Easily Identified Monitor.
Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car.
If he's got nothing that you'll buy,
we promise you he won't be sore.
He'll be polite and he won't cry.
At least not till you leave the store.
Why buy a bug when for not too many bucks more you can own the six-passenger Rambler?
Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car right now.
Time check now, 16 minutes past the hour here on the Monitor Beacon. Here's a Monitor tip for that picnic you may be going on soon. To transport deviled eggs safely, after you've sliced them in half and deviled the yolks, reassemble the two halves and wrap them tightly in a twist of that fine plastic wrapping. As an added precaution, you can put them back in the cardboard carton in which the eggs originally came. Be sure to keep them in a cool place. Eggs, of course, are not the only items to take on a picnic. When do kids like Armor hot dogs? Lunchtime, dinner time, snack time, anytime. Kids like the great all-meat taste of Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite.
Old favorite, new treatment, the song Dream a Little Dream of Me. The singer, Mama Cass, on Monitor.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Mama Cass. You know, for a short word, love certainly has created one of the longest-running questions in man's history. Namely, what is it? We'll have a couple of possible answers shortly from Dr. Joyce Brothers, presented by Madison Laboratories, makers of Nupercanal Cream, Spray-In Lotion, and Ant-Ivy Lotion. When your skin is on fire with sunburn, reach quickly for soothing Nupercanal. When you smooth on Nupercanal, the heat's off, the cool's on. The pain and burning sting are relieved. It's that fast because it's a topical anesthetic. Nupercanal cream and lotion also lubricate taut, dry, sunburned skin. And with your skin calmed, soothed, and softened, you can forget the annoying discomforts of sunburn. Wear clothes comfortably. You needn't fear the slightest touch. Nor will sunburn keep you awake nights. Nupercanal is also a great comfort for minor burns, cuts, scratches, and non-poisonous insect bites. So when sunburn strikes, smooth on Nupercanal, cream, lotion, or spray. With Nupercanal, the heat's off, the cool's on. If poison ivy creeps up on you and spreads, fight it with Ant-Ivy Lotion. It helps you tame the itch quickly, helps to stop you from scratching and spreading the poison. Next time poison ivy gets a grip on you, use Ant-Ivy Lotion. Now, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Is it love, or is it morbid dependency? No use going to the poets for an answer, or even to the lyric writers. They can't seem to tell one from the other. Neither can most people. Particularly when the neurotically dependent person is a woman, her condition may go undetected. In our society, a woman can call it love, get married, and live dependently ever after. She probably won't live happily, though. Her unconscious need to be dependent will conflict with a conscious wish for personal freedom. When this happens, she'll perform a sleight-of-hand trick which the psychiatrists call transference. Instead of recognizing the conflict within herself, she'll transfer it to her marriage. It isn't she who has a wish for dependence. It's her husband who cruelly enslaves her, she'll insist. To judge by our popular songs, it's a common enough occurrence. Just flip on your radio and listen to all the Why Do You Treat Me So Mean songs. They list all the grievances against the lover and end with a pledge of undying devotion. Actually, that pledge has nothing to do with devotion and a great deal to do with neurotic dependency. Many of the songs even say so. The morbidly attached partner warbles that he or she can't go on without the other, even though the other is viewed as a monster. In other words, the neurotic has to cling to his human life raft or he will drown in a sea of nothingness. This dependent pattern was learned early in life. The child who learned it felt his parents didn't love him. New to the world, he learned to make judgments through their eyes, and so he judged himself unlovable. This gave him a terrifying feeling of insecurity and a fear that the parents would desert their unlovable, ugly duckling. To guard against this, he clung to them desperately and learned to call it love. When this happens to men, they usually have to work through to some kind of independence before they can take on the responsibility society demands of them. Women can solve their problems without curing their neurosis. This means a love affair or marriage. The morbidly dependent person can't bear to be alone. But just being dependent makes the dependent resentful. Forgetting that she herself chose the arrangement, she sees her lover or husband as a caged animal sees his keeper. She needs him in order to exist, but she hates him for depriving her of her freedom. To reconcile these two conflicting emotions, she has to keep building up her ersatz passion. Psychiatrists may call it morbid dependency. Others may call it madness. Ah, but the victim herself, and the poets and songwriters who inspire her, will continue to call it love. They always have. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Full Monitor.
Ah, love, your magic spell is everywhere. Well, be that as it may, Dr. Brothers is heard everywhere in the U.S. of A. on Monitor, and she'll be with us again later this weekend.
Stay right here on NBC.
When your name is J.P. Stevens, you don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation is built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra olefin fiber. Meriwether will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside on the patio, porch, breezeway. Inside, too, in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Meriwether stain-resistant and fade-resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Meriwether.
Mason Williams getting some very pleasant mileage out of classical gas. We pause briefly for stations along the NBC line. In Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that's WFOR. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly. Stay where you are. This is NBC.
Tonight, Channel 4's New York Illustrated takes you to Valley Forge Army Hospital outside Philadelphia to see a Christmas show put on by a dozen New Yorkers, secretaries, students, and business executives. Their purpose was to entertain wounded Vietnam veterans. Let them entertain you tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 4.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Here in the summer of our monitor year, the autumn of my life, Bobby Goldsboro is the reflective one.
In the spring of my life, she came to me. She brought sunshine where winter winds had blown. Then I took her for my wife in the spring of my life, and she brought me a joy I'd never known. And the years, they went by in the spring of my life, and in summer she blessed me with a child. Love continued to grow in the summer of my life, and in every morning sun I saw her smile. But in the autumn of my year, I noticed the tears, and I knew that our life was in the past. Though I tried to pretend, I knew it was the end. For the autumn of my life had come at last. can't be found on a snow-covered ground, and the sun cannot shine through cloudy skies. But I'm richer, you see, for the years she gave to me, and I'm content in the autumn of my life.
Travel tip from Paul Moriat next on Monitor. If you're going to San Francisco, wear some flowers in your hair. Actually, according to this week's news, we should change the name to Boston. That's where the flower children are congregating this year. Bring you up to date on the American political scene with Dr. George Gallup. We'll also have a guest who may save you from serious injury someday in a car crash or a falling elevator, to name just two possibilities. But right now, to name your host, I'm Gene Rayburn, and this chap's Frankie Lane.
When you walk away from me, best thing that could happen to me, I said, 1 week she'll be out of my head. I said, 1 month and the feeling is dead. I said, it's easy, you'll get over it soon. Soon you'll find another one. Calm down, it's as easy as pie. I said, life's fun if you give it a try. I said, don't fuss, now you're not gonna die. I said, it's easy now you're done with it. It's almost over, the long is gone, and life goes on. Then why this feeling that I must die? 'Cause I want you any way I can get you, love you any way that you'll let me take you, any way I can have you. And if I have to be, I'll be. And if I have to beg, I beg you to take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back, please.
Thank you.
it a hard life. One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merriweather and Merriair Indoor-Outdoor Carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather and Merriair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merriair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
Say, here's a monitor tip for the home barbecue expert. One way to control the flare-up of dripping fat when it hits the hot coals is to use a water sprayer on the flames, lightly, so as not to drown the coals. The sprayer can be one of those bulb basters or a clothes sprinkler or possibly one of those spray bottles that window cleaning liquid come in. Kids like Armor hot dogs? Leave me tell you, in the park, at the beach, a home, or away from home, kids like the great all-meat taste of Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite!
Now, Monitor presents American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. How is Governor Nelson Rockefeller faring in the polls? An analysis shortly from Dr. George Gallup after this.
Count to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car.
You'll find he's not the pushy kind.
He lets you make up your own mind.
He'll show you everything he's got.
If you're for serious or not. Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car.
If he's got nothing that you'll buy, we promise you he won't be sore.
He won't be sore.
He'll be polite and he won't cry.
At least not till you leave the store.
Ooh.
Come to your American Motors dealer
to save a ton of money on a car.
Come on in and see the Rebel, the beautiful machine, the roomy machine. Save a ton of money by buying the beautiful machine, the Rebel, right now.
Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car right now.
Now, Dr. George Gallup with Rex Marshall.
Doctor, the American political scene today is focused on Governor Rockefeller's attempt to gain the Republican nomination. Now, a key factor, presumably, is his acceptance by the public as reflected by the opinion polls. What do the latest Gallup polls show?
Well, Rex, Governor Rockefeller has shown consistent gains in our trial heats. As you know, the trial heats are a method we've developed to measure public attitudes toward candidates on a competitive basis. How people would vote if the election were being held at the time of the survey. Our latest trial heat indicates that Governor Rockefeller has made some progress in his effort to show that he can poll more votes than Nixon in a race with Humphrey and Wallace. But the figures require some careful analysis.
Well, what do the figures show in detail, Doctor?
Well, in May, we asked the question, suppose the presidential election were being held today, with the Republican being Rockefeller, Humphrey the Democrat, and George Wallace the third party candidate, which would you like to see win? In that trial heat in May, the results were 40% for Rockefeller, 33% for Humphrey, and 16% for Wallace, with 11% undecided.
How did Mr. Nixon do at that time?
Well, Nixon drew 47% against Humphrey's 34%, with Wallace getting only 9%. Some 14% were undecided.
Have you done a later survey, Doctor? And if so, what did it show?
Well, when we asked the same question in July, the figures were Nixon 35%, with Humphrey 40%, and Wallace 16%. Only 9% were undecided.
Now, how about Humphrey versus Rockefeller?
Well, in the latest survey, the results show Rockefeller and Humphrey running a dead heat, with each getting 36% and Wallace getting 21% and 7% undecided.
Well, actually, Doctor, the way those figures sound, it appears that George Wallace's percentages are about as important as the others.
Yes, Rex, the impact of George Wallace is quite clear at this stage. In a three-way contest with Nixon and Humphrey, he takes 16% of the total vote. In a race with Humphrey and Rockefeller, he takes 21% of the vote. Now, Vice President Humphrey runs ahead of Nixon and even with Rockefeller. But opinions at this stage of the campaign are highly volatile and may well change before the Republican convention early in August.
Thank you, Dr. Gallup. We'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. This is Rex Marshall for Monitor.
Dr. George Gallup has been brought to you also by True Cigarettes. Shouldn't...
Changing, things are changing.
Smoking a reduced tar cigarette used to make you feel alone. You're not alone anymore. Smokers everywhere are changing to True. 12.8 milligrams tar, 0.7 milligrams nicotine, and it tastes like a cigarette.
Changing, things are changing.
Shouldn't your brand be True?
American Political Scene 68 covers the exciting campaigns in progress from a wide variety of perspectives, ranging from the statistical with Dr. George Gallup, through to the satirical with Bob and Ray, and with serious analyses handled by Chet Huntley, among others, all through this weekend and the weekends to follow on the Monitor Beacon.
Time for some girl watching. Here's our Diet Pepsi theme.
Pepsi is available in convenient no-deposit, no-return bottles.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
Gene Rayburn once again, happy to inform you that the happy Monitor sounds you're hearing mean that Nancy Sinatra is about to sing Happy, and that should make you happy, too.
Loneliness is nothing new. I've lived with it my whole life through. So look out, gloom. I'm making room for happy. With walking sadness street, I'm dancing on these smiling feet. Oh, blues be gone, I'm turning on with a happy, happy. And should he need me, well, I'll be right there. I don't care anywhere. And should he want me, I'll say, this is it. Lamp is lit. Here we go. Up to where our minds are free. And every day's philosophy says life is wild. Be like a child called a happy. Happy.
Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Ann Randall, delightful co-star of The Fakers. It's an exciting picture, Ann.
Oh, yes, it's full of spies and counter-spies, and you soon realize that no one is ever what he seems to be.
But I have no trouble realizing that you've joined the Tannables.
You're right, Army, and I know you get a better tan with Coppertone. It helps me tan faster, deeper, richer. And it keeps my skin so satiny soft and smooth.
That's exactly why millions of sun lovers say, tan, don't burn, use Coppertone.
A Coppertone tan does such wonderful things for a girl.
When eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas, Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
Monitor weather report now, direct from the Sunshine Company.
Walking together, falling in love. It's made for this weather, the sky is blue. For just us two, gee, how I love you. It's a beautiful day.
With the girls I used to be a loser. I'd sit at home on Saturday night. When I met a girl the next day I would lose her. But then I discovered Ultra Bright. Zep! Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly I'm popular. Suddenly I'm a hit. It's girls, girls, girls. Suddenly I've got it. They hug me. They kiss me. Believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. The kickiest taste. The freshest breath. The brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
If we were living in Shakespeare's era, I could say these be parlous times. Parlous meaning perilous. But by either word, it's a fact. Our mechanized, hostile environment requires special precautions, and a number of them are contained in this conversation between Anthony Greenback, author of The Book of Survival, and Monitor's Jerry Verbell.
Tony Greenback, your book says surviving is deciding quickly. Tell us what to do in these situations. Let's say you're a few seconds away from an automobile crash. Your seatbelt is unfastened. What, if anything, can you do?
Throw yourself forward instead of bracing away from the crash. This is if you have the presence of mind to do it. Not everybody could do this. But if you've, you know, got quick reactions, you fling yourself towards the crash. You throw yourself sideways with your thigh kind of across the fascia and wrap your arms around your head.
Suppose you're in an elevator, Tony, and you feel it plunging down the shaft. How do you survive?
You must act very quickly. You must look up and try and see, you know, if there's a ledge or some kind of rail which you can reach with your fingers and hang on desperately and get your feet off the floor. You mustn't have your feet on the floor when it hits the buffers at the bottom. Or you might be able to stand on a suitcase. That would help a little. If not, then try jumping up and down. I know it sounds ridiculous, but this is what lift manufacturers themselves say. Jump up and down in the chance that you're in midair when it hits the bottom.
Tony, suppose you're in a crowd, and it could be a sporting event, or this year it could be a political rally, or in a movie theater, and the crowd gets out of hand and you feel you're being crushed. What do you do?
Well, this is a terrifying thing, Jerry. To try and think of yourself as both a spring and a buoy bobbing on the sea. Allow yourself to be carried along. Don't let yourself be pinned against the wall or a pillar. And also remember this principle of the coiled spring, so that you grip your hands. Don't interlock your fingers. Just kind of grip your hands together in front of your solar plexus. And don't let your feet get trodden on. Take a big, deep breath. Brace your muscles, your back muscles and your shoulder muscles and your arm muscles. And just keep this buoy position in mind.
When you're out driving and there's a hitchhiker on the road, what should you do, if anything?
Well, I think the police would say don't pick the hitchhiker up. But if you do, always remember that as a driver, you do have the whip hand. And the various things you can do. You can break the law in front of a police car, you know, obviously, flagrantly, so that the police car gets, you know, stops you. Or you can pretend that you're going to be sick, or you pull the choke out of your car so that it starts misfiring and say you've got to sort it out. As soon as you get out of the car, you run. Or you can smash your elbow into the floating ribs. That's just kind of up towards the arms of the person, and that'll really wind them. Or you can drive very, very, very fast, give them the drive of their life, and either crash the car. The best thing is if you're seat-belted and they're not, you can do this and then either crash it or stop violently and eject them right into the front of the car and then hit them.
Thank you, Tony. We've been talking with Anthony Greenback, whose new book, The Book of Survival, offers you a complete survival kit between two covers on everything from capsized canoes to crushing crowds. This is Jerry Verbell for Monitor.
Now, hold it. Wait a minute. What if the hitchhiker has read the book? Huh? Or what if he heard Mr. Greenbank's advice on what to do in a car crash?
Jack Delaney has been trying to get to sleep for half an hour. Listen to what's going on inside his head.
Your account is overdrawn, sir.
Watch where you're going.
Jack, turn it off and get to sleep. With Nitol, it's different. Laboratory tests prove Nitol dissolves twice as fast as any other leading tablet. Helps you get to sleep fast, wake up alert. Non-habit forming, too. Nitol, with the Good Housekeeping seal.
Thank you.
sounds like the end of Rigoletto. That was Impossible Dream. Roger Williams, Gene Rayburn here, NBC Monitor News on the hour very shortly.
Don't go away, there's more to come.